Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma.
I'm Daniel, and today we have a real highlight of a story to share from right here in the Northwest.
That's right, and it's all about Delkia, a company that's been making waves in the aerospace and clean energy sectors.
Let me guess, it's their latest growth numbers that are going to blow us all away.
I see you're already paying attention. Yes, since Trudy Harrison, the MP for Copeland, last visited them in 2020, Delkia has had a massive transformation.
What kind of numbers are we talking about?
They've gone from 15 employees to 56 employees and 37 consultant engineers.
That's pretty incredible, and I assume they've expanded their physical presence too.
Exactly, Daniel. They've grown from one facility to three.
Wow, and what about their turnover?
They've increased their turnover by £6.4 million to reach £7.3 million.
That's impressive, so they're clearly expanding their markets as well.
Yes, they're now a significant specialist systems integrator, operating in the clean energy, aerospace and maritime sectors.
Right, and these are all mission-critical projects.
Absolutely. They're contributing to some of the largest safety and mission-critical national infrastructure projects in the UK.
That's quite a big claim, right?
Well, Trudy Harrison, the MP, said it was fantastic to see their growth and called them a real Cumbrian success story.
And she's not the only one with high praise.
No, Kurt Canfield, the CEO, is really driving this growth.
Opus 4.
Kurt Canfield, sorry. He excels in inspiring and empowering others, growing staff to take on new challenges and driving long-term success for Delkia.
What's the vision here?
Delkia wants to be the UK's leading engineering and technology partner for safety-related and mission-critical systems.
That's a big goal.
Yes, but they're investing in R&D and opened new facilities in Preston to meet customers' needs, not just today, but in 10 years' time.
So they're thinking long-term.
Exactly, and to top it all off, they're going to be exhibiting at Farnborough Air Show for the first time in July.
That's a big deal. Farnborough is one of the most important air shows in the world.
Absolutely, and they're looking forward to meeting clients old and new.
That's a real testament to their growth and confidence.
It definitely is, and it's exciting to see a Northwest company making such strides.
Well, that's all for today's episode. Thanks for joining us on the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
And remember, innovation and growth are at the heart of our industry here in the Northwest.
Until next time, stay informed and keep supporting our local aerospace heroes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.